Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the audio diary of my life. It's the 27th of February, 2026, and I think it's coming up towards 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm just looking for... I saw it earlier. Where the hell has it gone? Or did I pick it up? I may well have picked it up. Did I pick it up? Yes, I did. I've got a little clothes brush with what appears to be a shoehorn on the end of it, and I've never used it. Julia pointed it out the other day, and I've got these slippers, which are quite difficult to get on, extremely comfortable once they're on, but I've got thick socks on, so I thought, just as a little exercise today, I would try and see if I can use this shoehorn. My shoulders and arms are a little stiff this morning. This illness thing, which is pretty much gone, I just get first thing in the morning still a few little twinges, which is very irritating. So things like socks are a bit of a challenge. Where can I put you and be near enough so you can hear the, well, you won't be able to hear the things going on, the slippers, but anyway, let's just see if this shoehorn on the end of this thing works. I'm not really a shoehorn person, but if it works, that's actually pretty good. I shall use that more frequently rather than sort of sticking my fingers at the back end, the heel end of the shoe or the slipper, and then trying to get the... I've done that wrong, haven't I? I need to stick that in that position before I put my foot in. There we go. Very simple but clever idea. Yes, just struggling a little with this other foot. It's kind of in, it's because the material isn't, say, leather or something. I don't know what it is. That's not really... That's half done, that one. Oh, yeah, there we go. Done it. Anyway, so that worked reasonably well. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh! And put this back before I forget where it came from. I think there's a little, I used to have it hanging on the, oh yeah, hanging up there. I'll just go there for the minute. Right, whilst I'm chatting to you guys, we've got logs coming this morning, which is lovely. Excuse me. Now, yesterday I had a chap come over. This is outrageous. It's really bizarre. We had a chap, a friend of ours, pop over to pick some stuff up, which they'd very kindly lent to assist when I was really, really unable to move with this muscle thing, some various bits of equipment which we'd been borrowing. And it's been a real godsend to be able to have them. Anyway, he came and he was going to take them back on the train. And he doesn't know Worthing at all, where I live. So he came, I said, I'll meet you at the station. He said, no, I can see where you are on the map. I'll just walk down. Don't worry about it. So I said, oh, okay, fair enough. So he strolled along. I knew what train he was coming on, and I knew it only took 10, 12 minutes to walk from the station, pretty much, maybe 15, depending on which way you go, because there's this little cut through. Anyway, I was peering out the window thinking, oh, it'll be here any minute. And then I saw him. But he walked promptly past the house, not realising which one I was in. So I came out of the door to go and greet him. And I noticed he was chatting to this young man in his sort of early 20s who had some sort of jacket on with a motif, and he had a lanyard, and I assume that the young bloke was asking my friend to directions for somewhere, because it looked like he was talking and asking something and pointing. But what it was was not that at all. This young guy was from the council, and my friend had been smoking a roll-up, and because he was a bit confused where I was, he inadvertently dropped this thing. It was a roll-up with no butt filter on it. So he'd come to the end. It was a tiny little stub of tobacco and a tiny bit of paper, the sort of very thin paper. And he inadvertently sort of dropped it or threw it down. Technically, yes, it was littering. This guy stopped him and said, "You've thrown a cigarette on the floor. That's littering. That's a crime by such and such an act in UK legislation." And was saying, "There is a fine. You need to pay an on-the-spot fine. I need your details." Poor old chap who was coming to pick the stuff up was like, what? It'd only come from the station, sort of been walking for 15 minutes or whatever. And he'd been... Now, I've never seen this happen. I've never seen the sort of uniform, which was a kind of thin anorak with... Yes, it had the council's name on it, and he had a lanyard. And I'd never seen anything like that down here. Now, I'd heard that this was going on, not here, but in other areas, because somebody had sent an email in about a woman who'd gone out of her door with her dog and was pounced on by one of these guys and said, "Have you got the appropriate plastic bags in case your dog does a doo-doo in?" And she said, "Oh, I think I've left them in the house." And she was fined on the spot £100. I mean, it's ridiculous. So anyway, this was fortunately just outside my house. And so I came over to him and I said, what's the problem? And he said, he's done a crime. It is a crime. I said, by whose authority are you stopping this chap walking down the street? And he said, well, I'm from the council. And I said, but whose authority? He said, well, it's legislation. And he quoted some legislation. And he said, I need some details from this gentleman if he's not going to pay me. And I said, oh, don't worry about that. And I quickly bundled this chap into my house. And he came up, and another bloke, must have been his partner in crime, came running over to try and stop us. And he said, well, I've seen you go into this property, as we turned into the little pathway to the door. If we're going to call the police, you'll have to deal with them. I thought, what are you on about? You've got no authority to stop people walking down the street. He said, but a crime has been committed. Oh, yes. And when he first pointed it out, my friend had said, oh, sorry about that. I'll pick it up. And he said, no, it's too late. The crime has been done. The crime has been done. And anyway, we went into the house. He didn't give any details, of course. And they sort of hung around for a few minutes and we just ignored them. And then they went away, of course. Because what authority actually do they have to do anything like that? I mean, it's ridiculous. Now, I can understand if there's a lot of detritus on the streets, and there's not much around here, although there are certain areas where you can certainly find it. And I would have no qualms if he said, oh, excuse me, I've just noticed you've thrown a cigarette butt on the floor. And, we're trying to have a bit of a keep the town tidy thing at the moment, and so I'm just asking you politely not to do that in future, and if you wouldn't mind either picking it up or just being aware of this is how the town gets dirty, just and even then that's a bit outrageous, but I wouldn't object to that, someone saying because it might be an accident, you might drop a crisp packet, might fall out your pocket, you don't necessarily know. We all do things like that, we get confused, and but that's they pounced on it. Now, what's interesting is because I had heard about the woman and the dog, I'd actually put that in my book Biggleswick, an incident where this had happened, and now this has played out in real life. It's most peculiar, but yes, I'd written about it in Biggleswick. How funny is that? Well, it's not funny. But coincidence or not. So that happened. But my friend was a bit disturbed by it because he doesn't know the area. And he was like, but he said, oh, I'm a bit shaky. I said, well, I'm not surprised, somebody approaching you. So I made him a cup of tea and we had a chat. And I said, look, I'll just drop you. He said, will I get pounced on going back to station. I said, no, because I'm going to drop you off there. So we put all the stuff in the van and I dropped him off and he was fine. And we didn't see them, never seen anything like it. Now, whether that guy was just working for the council and happened to be walking home or whatever, or whether he was on a patrol, I don't really know. But it may be, and I would have thought, you know, if you were just working for the council and you saw somebody inadvertently drop something or, you know, a little cigarette thing, you wouldn't really have the authority to sort of stop them. So he must have been on a patrol. But I just thought, how many other people? I mean, he was in his early 20s. He wasn't particularly like a big butch bloke. I just wondered how many other people would just tell him to F off and say, oh, mind your own bloody business. So then what would happen, of course, is these guys would just go for the low-hanging fruit, and a little old lady, perhaps, who drops a sweet wrapper or something, would be approached, and then she would, you know, just do the right thing as she thought, oh, my name's Mrs. Jones from 32 Acacia Avenue, in case you want to find me, and would probably own up because she would be in fear of somebody approaching her. I mean, it's just disgusting, absolutely disgusting, and should not happen. But sadly, this sort of thing is going on all the time, and the country is is slowly going to the wall, and we ought to stand up and say when things are not right, and say, look, yes, okay, he dropped a cigarette butt that is a biodegradable object, just like an apple core. It's not causing any problem. If it was a plastic container that held a kebab or chips or, you know, food like that, McDonald's thing, or any of those things just, you know, blatantly tossed away, you'd have a point. Yes, quite right. Because my friend, he said, I don't do this normally. He said, but because I was trying to find which house is yours, it just kind of happened. And I said, oh, don't. You don't need to explain yourself. You know, you're not throwing a big plastic bag of rubbish onto the streets as people do. You're not fly tipping. You're not chucking your chips and, you know, you're not throwing up over the street. I said, it's such a petty thing. But it does seem that these people, these Jobsworth now, have nothing else better to do. And, you know, and I said to him, call the police. You're telling me the police have not got better things to do than go chasing after somebody. They don't have any name and they only have an address now, that they'll knock on the door and say, look, this bloke, you know, we've had a report that he dropped a cigarette butt on the floor. I said, you know, if that happened, that is so petty to the point of ridiculous that I would be embarrassed to be a policeman if I had to go and... Oh, here they come now. Is this them racing to the scene? Oh, no, it's an ambulance. You know, if you were a policeman and you were called to do that, would you not think, if this is what my job has come to, how embarrassing that is? I joined to make people safe and society a good place. And I'm now chasing after somebody who drops a spent cigarette butt. I mean, yes, I can understand. I mean, if you gobbed chewing gum on the floor, as people do, and you see them all on the tarmac all the time, you could understand someone coming and say, please don't do that. But the fact that he said, well, I'll go and pick it up. And he said, no, it's too late now. The crime has been done. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like the whole thing about parking, in which you park your car somewhere and you might accidentally not get back from the dentist or wherever, and 5 or 10 minutes have elapsed and you've paid in your parking space, and so 5 or 10 minutes have elapsed, and instead of being able to go, oh well, I'll just pay for the next hour then, you know, so if it's like a pound or £2 for that first hour and you come back a few minutes later and it's expired, you just go, oh, well, I'll just pay for the second hour because I've encroached into the time, that would be fine. But no, now you encroach by 5 or 10 minutes over the thing. It's a crime, isn't it? It's, you've got to pay £100 or £150. And if you pay within the first, you know, 15 days, it's only £75. Excuse me, it was £2 to park there. Yes, I agreed to park there on a £2 bay. I've encroached into the next hour, so I'll give you another £2. That's £4 altogether. If I had put £4 in at the beginning, had I known I was going to be delayed through whatever, whether it's a fault of his or the dentist or delay or whatever it was, doesn't make any difference. Surely that is a rational and ordinary thing that you could just pay for the extra time because I was there. No, no, you've got to pay 150 quid. I mean, this is the world that we're living in which it's all about money collection, and that is absolutely wrong. You know, we're all supposedly part of the society and the community that we're in. And no wonder people are reacting badly to all of this, because when you've got rules which are ridiculous and should not even exist, then people will get annoyed and start to rebel. And this just goes to show this is the end, in my opinion, of, the end of empires, you know, end of government, because they've become so petty that they are allowing people. This is the end of the council, because in the end, eventually, even those who may be staunch council believers will at some point just go, no, this is ridiculous. You have become so petty and so this, you're not serving the community anymore. You're actually abusing the community, which is what they're doing. So that's that. Anyway, I thought I'd relay that to you just as a warning. If nothing else. Yes, right. Well, I've got Log Man turning up any minute, so I better get myself organised. Have a lovely day, whatever you're doing, and I will talk to you anon. All the best.